This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. There is still no clear winner in what is being called Israel's toughest general election in recent history. But Likud Party Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's bid for a fifth term in office appears well within sight. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Close to complete but unofficial election results give Netanyahu's right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. The outcome would affirm Israel's continued tilt to the right and further dimmed hopes of a negotiated solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Re-election would also give Netanyahu an important boost as he braces for the likelihood of criminal charges in a series of corruption scandals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand's parliament has approved a ban on automatic and semi-automatic weapons. This in the wake of last month's mosque shooting attacks that took 50 lives in Christchurch. The vote was 119-1. During the bill's final reading in the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke of her hospital meetings with survivors of the attack.
But none of them had just one gunshot wound. I struggle to recall any single gunshot wounds. In every case, they spoke of multiple injuries, multiple debilitating injuries that deemed it impossible for them to recover in days, let alone weeks, Mr. Speaker. They will carry disabilities for a lifetime, and that's before you consider the psychological impact. We are here because of them, and I believe that they are here with us, supporting what we are doing here today as well, because these weapons were designed to kill.
A 28-year-old Australian, Brenton Tarrant, has been charged with the killings. Once today's bill is signed by New Zealand's Governor-General, it's expected to go into effect on Friday. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, U.S. Attorney General William Barr goes back to Capitol Hill today. Though he is scheduled to testify on the Justice Department's budget request, there will be a shared focus. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
Barr will speak to the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee about his department's budget, but senators are expected to be more interested in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report than budget details. Barr also testified yesterday, telling lawmakers he expects to release a redacted version within a week. Justice Department officials are reviewing the report to remove grand jury information and details relating to pending investigations and other materials. Democrats want the full report released. Mike Hempen, Washington.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in is heading for Washington, set to meet on Thursday with U.S. President Donald Trump. Moon says he hopes he can revitalize stalled talks with North Korea that collapsed after Mr. Trump and Kim Jong-un failed to reach an agreement during their February summit in Vietnam. Russian investigators are calling for jailed U.S. investor Michael Calvi to be released from pretrial detention and placed under house arrest instead. Calvi, the founder of the Moscow-based private equity firm Baring Vostok, and several associates were detained in Moscow in February and charged with financial fraud. A hearing is set for April 11th. All those arrested deny any wrongdoing. Back here in Washington, the leaders of the largest banks in the United States will be questioned by a major House committee today. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports there may be some sharp exchanges.
The House Financial Services Committee is looking into whether accountability measures that were put into place after the 2008 financial crisis were strong enough. Democrats, who now chair the committee, have been pushing for more reform to protect consumers. They'll hear from the CEOs of J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and several other major financial institutions. Lobbyists for the banking industry want Congress to further ease regulations, saying the financial system is less risky. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Another political blow to President Nicolas Maduro. The Organization of American States has voted to recognize an opposition envoy as Venezuela's ambassador to the group. The vote was 18-9 with six abstentions to accept Gustavo Tarre as the Venezuelan National Assembly's permanent representative, pending new elections and the appointment of a democratically elected government in Caracas. The Maduro regime called the action a criminal and rampant violation of international law and the OAS Charter. The United States and about 50 other countries have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.